Welcome to the Automatic Merchandiser State of the Vending Industry Report podcast. The State of the Industry Report in the current issue of Automatic Merchandiser presents findings based on 2009 operator performance. This was the most challenging year in the industry's history from a revenue standpoint. For the past 2 years, we have reported an increase in the level of investment in remote machine monitoring. The increases have not been radical, but given the challenging marketplace, the fact that more operators are investing in this technology demonstrates a growing awareness of the benefits this technology provides. We have with us today three providers of remote machine monitoring technology: Chuck Reed of MEI, Anant Agrawal of Cantaloupe Systems, and Glenn Butler of Crane Streamware. Chuck, let me begin with you. Remote machine monitoring systems have been available for years. Do you find it surprising that during the worst year in the industry's history, sales-wise, investment in remote machine monitoring is increasing?
I don't know that I would call it surprising, but I think we're pleasantly pleased that finally the operators are investing in technology. I think the smart operators understand the need to position their business in the down market to be able to take share, and when the business comes back, be able to leverage that extra volume. And we find that with remote machine monitoring, it's a great way of taking costs out of their business, increasing their margin potential, and doing the right thing in terms of changing the route structures. And as a result, we're pleasantly surprised and pleased that more and more operators are seeing the technology. I think as the technology has become more and more widespread, costs are starting to go down. I think the operators are starting to understand that the adoption is easier than they might have first imagined, and as a result, they're more comfortable in making that investment.
Okay, good. Anant Agrawal of Cantaloupe Systems, let me ask you a question that our research raises. Remote machine monitoring has several benefits. One key benefit for operators is more efficient use of labor as a result of pre-kitting in the warehouse. Another key benefit is the ability to determine the top-selling products. Is there any one benefit that is driving operator interest in remote machine monitoring at the present time?
From our perspective and what we've demonstrated with our clients, is the number one opportunity for cost cutting is with the scheduling and routing of the drivers and the geography that they cover. And so the concepts of merchandising, which is understanding what products are selling, and the pre-kitting are great ways to help that process and control that process. But the end benefit and net result on the payback of any type of remote monitoring system, really the meat of it comes from being able to consolidate routes and to have a driver that may traditionally be responsible for 100 machines doing $7,000, $8,000 a week per route, and doubling that and hitting close to, you know, the $18,000 to $20,000 route averages and 200 machines per driver.
Okay, so the more efficient use of labor is what you see as the key driver at this point.
In terms of an investment into remote monitoring and to get going, that should be the core focus. And then the benefits of merchandising come close after that, which we have seen some early really good results from that, and it's yet to be quantified.
Okay. Remote machine monitoring has been available for years. It seems in the last year, investment has increased. Glenn Butler of Crane Streamware, do you think the growing interest is a result of the current high profit pressure operators are feeling, or is it the fact that the technology has had time to prove itself, or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, Elliot, I mean, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Certainly the cellular networks, of the cost of using them has come down and the coverage has become a lot better. I also think that a number of companies using, you know, all three of our technologies here have rolled it out on a larger scale and have been able to really prove the benefits. And I think always in past, you know, there was one or two route tests, but no one had really, you know, rolled it out company-wide and seen the benefits. So I think that's a big thing. I also think that one of the things that's going on is that the consolidation continues to happen in the vending industry. I think the companies that have deployed the technology and have made the model work are acquiring, you know, some of the other companies that, you know, may have been running a break-even business, but after deploying the technology, you know, you can take that break-even business and make it into a, you know, 8 or 10% profitable business. So that trend seems to be continuing as well.
Okay. And when you say that the coverages have improved, you're referring to the reliability of the wireless signals?
Yeah, I mean, I think just in terms of the penetration of the networks is much better now, and also the costs have come down. So I think, you know, 10 years ago when people were trying to do remote monitoring, I think the costs were very high and the, you know, there was coverage issues. I just think, you know, it's kind of a perfect storm of everything converging now that the price is good, the coverage is good, and the results are proven, you know.
Okay. Chuck, let me come back to you. What are the key concerns that operators have about investing in remote machine monitoring?
Well, Glenn touched upon coverage. They need to make sure, want to make sure that wherever they're going to put the technology, it's going to work and work reliably day in and day out. It's very frustrating if the technology only works part of the time, then you're not able to leverage the investment. I think they're also worried about making sure that they understand what they're getting into and that the technology they're going to purchase is going to be sustainable. It's going to be around, and they haven't quote-unquote, hitch their wagon to the old Sony Betamax technology versus VHS scenario. In addition to that, they also have to think about from the back-end viewpoint, when I have enabled the machine to do the telemetry, am I set up in the back of my business to be able to handle what comes in and be able to manage it? There's nothing worse than getting all the data and being able to do nothing with it. So those are the things that I think they typically worry about more than anything.
Okay. And let me ask you, does introducing remote machine monitoring change a company's operating procedures? And if so, how?
I think the going back to the previous question as well, the most challenging part of implementing remote monitoring, to Glenn's point, which is fully deploying throughout your company, which is where you see the real benefits, the biggest challenge is what we call here is a change management process. So pretty much most people's jobs, especially at the management level, do change. And you now have branch managers and route managers who are much more responsible for making sure that the system is updated properly and is kept up to speed in terms of reality in the field. And, you know, it changes from the kind of reactive model in vending today, which is you deal with the issue when you find out about it, which is mostly when a customer calls and complains, to I now know about the issues before anyone else really figured it out, and then driving the changes to rectify those problems proactively. And so a lot of companies are uncomfortable with that. A lot of management teams that we've worked with are uncomfortable with those changes, but it's only those companies that are willing to change both the route manager's roles, the driver being comfortable on not making the decisions on which machines to go service, the warehouse being responsible for making sure that the load for the daily prepicks is correct, and even the owner. Now, all of a sudden, they don't see things that had happened 6 months ago. They have data that's put in front of them on a daily basis, so they need to be able to proactively deal with those issues as they come up rather than kind of in retrospect. So everyone's jobs change at the management level.
Okay. Now, introducing remote machine monitoring requires having machines that are able to report DEX data. One of the first tasks for an operator is to determine if his or her machines are DEX compliant. Glenn, how cumbersome is it for operators to make this determination?
Well, here again, that's something that's become easier and easier as time goes on. So I think, you know, most machines sold since the mid-90s are DEX capable, and the ones that are not, I mean, you can either replace them, which is what a lot of companies opt to do, or you can get hardware that will, you know, make them DEX And, you know, also in remote machine monitoring, some people are looking at a cashless upgrade path, and that requires that the machine also have a MDB or the multi-drop bus. But I think that process has become a lot easier, and there used to be a lot of issues with firmware on the vending machine controller not working, and you know, those issues have largely been worked through with the newer newer firmwares and everything else. So I think the process is a lot less burdensome as it once was.
Okay. And one question I'd like to just throw out: if a company has already invested in DEX handhelds, is there any benefit to them bringing remote monitoring into the company, or if they are going to have remote monitoring, can they forego having DEX handhelds? There have been some questions about this from operators, and do any one of you want to address that question? Let's start with Chuck. Chuck, do you have some thoughts on that?
Well, I see them as to some degree mutually exclusive issues. Just because you have a DEX handheld doesn't mean you don't want to do remote monitoring, and if you're doing remote monitoring, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a DEX handheld in order to execute. Certainly, remote monitoring allows the operator, as was mentioned earlier, from a change viewpoint, change their route structures, change how they run their warehouse, maybe go to pre-kitting, those type of things. And that doesn't necessarily require a handheld in order to do that. There are certainly advantages in having the handheld data as well. But with remote monitoring and, for example, sales data, it's possible that you could replace much of the handheld's functionality by using remote monitoring. But most companies, I don't think, are necessarily doing that. They're using it as yet another tool in their toolkit. But I don't think handhelds necessarily go away just because they're doing remote monitoring.
Okay. Anant, do you have some other thoughts on this?
Sure. I think as systems evolve and more people implement remote monitoring, the need for the handheld decreases, but there will always be a need to get data points in the field when the driver is at the machine. Whether, you know, right now a big primary source for handhelds was to eliminate paper, and then it evolved into bringing back DEX information from the machine, but it was after the fact. With remote monitoring, you're able to bring sales and DEX information in real time, so that kind of need goes away. So you may need a handheld that is, you know, just basically there to deal with not having paper data entry at the back office. In our implementations, the companies that are already on handhelds, their learning curve and implementation process for rolling out remote monitoring is a lot shorter and a lot faster, because having a handheld and having systems in place already means that the company already has certain controls in terms of managing the planograms and things like that, whereas companies that are not on handhelds tend to rely on the driver managing that process for them. So in terms of an implementation and learning curve, if you're on handhelds, and especially if you're already DEXing, implementing remote monitoring is a natural next step, and it's very easy. For companies that don't have those systems and are jumping to remote monitoring, it is a solution that will work fine, but it's a much longer and expensive implementation process.
Okay. And Glenn, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, I think Anant covered it. I mean, definitely if you're a company that's already, you know, tracking to the item level and you're using a handheld that's, you know, already getting DEX from the machine, you're through two of the hurdles that you would need to get through to put in remote monitoring. So I think that's a benefit. The other issue is that, you know, I look at the handheld in that type of environment as kind of the exception tool. So, you know, if you have to spoil products when you're out on the route or on the truck or at a machine, or if you need to do refunds, it's the data that you can't get electronically that the handheld will help you get back to the office reliably. And you know, you can write down that information and you can get it keyed back into the system, but I think having the handheld usually means that the data is going to be a little bit more reliable.
Okay, great. Well, I think we've covered a lot of good points here. Does anybody have any final thoughts they'd like to add at this point?
I guess the only thing I would add is when operators think about remote monitoring and a lot of things we've talked about, don't lose sight of the sustainability piece of this, where you know, there's a green element to all this, where if the truck's not visiting that machine because it doesn't need to, not only is there a cost benefit, but there's also a sustainability benefit. And as more and more larger companies think about that and some of their own customers. It's another area that they can point to in terms of what they're doing to try to help from a sustainability viewpoint.
Okay. Anant or Glenn, any final thoughts?
I could just add to Chuck's comments, which I think are absolutely valid, and it's definitely happening in the marketplace. What stems from a business perspective on that is that, you know, a lot of people look at remote monitoring as a way to reduce operating expenses and stuff, and I think that should be the core focus. But one part of the equation that they should take into account is, does the systems help them be a better vending company, which means that they'll get more business in the marketplace and have additional competitive advantages over their competitors. And having the green angle and being able to demonstrate that you have a smaller carbon footprint is a great selling tool. Having financial transparency on the commission process is another great selling tool. So these should all be considered in determining if an investment in remote monitoring makes sense today.
Okay. Glenn, any final thoughts?
No, I think those are great thoughts about the green aspect. And also, I've just mentioned that, NAMA has adopted the VDI open standard. So, you know, a lot of the risk of, starting with one provider and switching to another, or buying a business that's using another provider and integrating into your own business have gone away. So I think that the work that the NAMA Standards Committee has done in that area is just, mitigates just one more risk about, rolling out technology.
Okay. All right. I think that's very informative, and I appreciate everyone for participating.